You look like you haven't slept a wink, Don.
I haven't. I sympathize with my wife, I really do, but those crazy legs of hers are driving me crazy.
Does she kick you in her sleep?
Sometimes, but that's not the half of it. She's got this thing called restless leg syndrome, and it makes her legs sort of itch, and the only thing that relieves the itch is to move them. If that weren't bad enough, the itching gets worse at night, so she can't stop moving her legs around all night long. Someone needs to figure out what has gone haywire in her brain so we can both sleep again.
You'll be glad to know that recent research has found that there seem to be no pathological changes in the brains of people with restless leg syndrome. That is, there's no loss or damage of brain cells, as is the case in Parkinson's and Alzheimer's.
That's good, but what causes it then?
It appears that cells in a section of the brain are simply not getting enough iron. These patients' brains are lacking a specific receptor that transports iron. They get enough iron to keep the brain cells alive, but not enough to keep them functioning well, hence the itching sensation that gives the patient the urge to move his or her legs. Because it's a matter of the receptor for iron malfunctioning, iron supplements are not the answer. While scientists are still working on developing a definitive treatment, there are medications your doctor can prescribe that may help ease the symptoms.
This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Chancellor.
Today's program was prepared by Michelle Ross with help from Bruce Martin in the Medical Sciences program. You're invited to visit the Moment of Science website at amos.indiana.edu.
We also would like to have your comments and ideas for future programs. Our email address is amos@indiana.edu. For a Moment of Science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.